The anti-Semitic decision of the International Court in The Hague is a modern Dreyfus trial, and it will end the same way. 130 years ago, the French Jewish officer Alfred Dreyfus was falsely accused of treason by a biased French court. In response to these false accusations, the great French writer Émile Zola wrote his monumental essay, J'accuse. He accused the French court of anti-Semitic lies against an innocent officer who was later exonerated of all guilt. Now an international court in The Hague, also headed by a French judge, is repeating this outrageous offense. It is falsely accusing me, the democratically elected prime minister of the State of Israel, and Israel's former defense minister, Yoav Gallant, of deliberately targeting civilians. This when we do everything in our power to avoid civilian casualties. We issue millions of text messages, phone calls, leaflets to the citizens of Gaza to get them out of harm's way, while the Hamas terrorists do everything in their power to keep them in harm's way, including shooting them, using them as human shields. The court in The Hague accuses us of a deliberate policy of starvation. This when we've supplied Gaza with 700,000 tons of food to feed the people of Gaza. That's 3,200 calories for every man, woman, and child in Gaza. And these supplies are routinely looted by Hamas terrorists who deprive their people of much-needed food. Yet just in the last few weeks, Israel facilitated the vaccination of 97% of the people of Gaza against polio. This doesn't prevent the court of accusing us of genocide. What in God's name are they talking about in The Hague? The truth is simple. No war is more just than the war that Israel has been waging in Gaza after Hamas attacked us, unprovoked, launching the worst massacre against the Jewish people since the Holocaust. The decision to issue an arrest warrant against me, the democratically elected prime minister of the State of Israel, and our former defense minister, was made by a rogue prosecutor who's trying to extricate himself from sexual harassment charges, and by biased judges who are motivated by anti-Semitic sentiments against the one and only Jewish state. These judges did nothing. They did nothing against the real war crimes committed against the millions who've been murdered or uprooted by the dictatorships in Iran, Syria, and Yemen. Instead, they falsely accuse the one democracy in the Middle East, Israel, thereby imperiling the right of all democracies to defend themselves against murderous terrorists and tyrants. Nor did the court do anything against the Hamas terrorists who raped our women, beheaded our men, burned babies alive in front of their parents, and kidnapped hundreds of men, women, and children to the underground dungeons of Gaza. They're still holding 101 hostages, citizens of many lands, including the United States. Come to think of it, the court did issue one arrest warrant against Hamas. Now hear this. They issued an arrest warrant against the corpse of the Hamas arch-terrorist Muhammad Deif. His corpse. What an absurdity. No biased anti-Israel decision in The Hague will prevent the State of Israel from defending its citizens. And I want to thank our many friends around the world, especially those in the United States, who've condemned this outrage and who have said that this decision will have severe consequences for the ICC and those who cooperate with its decision. Israel will not recognize the validity of this decision. We will continue to do everything we must do to defend our citizens and defend our state against Iran's axis of terror. Iran and its terrorist proxies, which include Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and others. Our enemies are your enemies. And our victory will be your victory, the victory of civilization over barbarism and tyranny. A few weeks ago, I spoke directly to the people of Iran. Millions of people around the world, millions in Iran itself, saw that video. And after they saw it, many Iranians reached out to Israel. So today, I want to once again address the people of Iran. Since we last spoke, the Khamenei regime launched hundreds of ballistic missiles at my country, Israel. I wonder, did he tell you how much that attack cost? Well, I'm not guessing. It's $2.3 billion. That's how much of your precious money they wasted on futile attacks. $2.3 billion. The missiles did marginal damage to Israel. But what damage did they do to you? That sum could have added billions to your transportation budget. It could have added billions to your education budget. But instead, Khamenei exposed the regime's brutality and turned the world against your country. He robbed you of money that should have been yours. I want you to imagine, just imagine, how your life could be different if Iran was free. You could speak your mind without fear. You could make a joke without wondering if you'd be carted off to Evin prison. Close your eyes. Picture the faces of your children, beautiful, innocent souls. Think of the endless potential they would have. Their entire lives are ahead of them. Imagine how your children's lives would look if billions of dollars were invested in them instead of being wasted on wars that can't be won. They would receive world-class education. You would receive beautiful roads, advanced hospitals, clean water. You know, Israel has the world's most advanced desalination system, and we'd be happy to help rebuild Iran's collapsing water infrastructure. These and so many other things are the things you could have. But that's what Khamenei's regime denies you every single day. They obsess about destroying Israel rather than about building Iran. What a shame. Another attack on Israel would simply cripple Iran's economy. It would rob you of many more billions of dollars. I know that you don't want this war. I don't want this war either. The people of Israel don't want this war. There is one force putting your family in grave danger. The tyrants of Tehran. That's it. But there's also good news. Every day, that regime gets weaker. Every day, Israel gets stronger. The world has seen but a fraction of our power. Yet there's one thing Khamenei's regime fears more than Israel. You know what it is? It's you, the people of Iran. That's why they spend so much time and money trying to crush your hopes and curb your dreams. Well, I say to you this, don't let your dreams die. I hear your whispers, women, life, freedom, zan, zandegi, azadi. Don't lose hope and know that Israel and others in the free world stand with you. The regime wants to destroy your future as they seek to destroy our state. Well, we won't let that happen. I have no doubt that one day in a free Iran, Israelis and Iranians will build together a future of prosperity and peace. That is the future Israel deserves. That is the future Iran deserves. Together, let us turn this beautiful dream into a reality.